Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm very happy you're joining us for today's lesson. Have you ever gone ice skating? How did you do? Can you skate backwards? You know, I've tried many times, but I always fall down. Or how about stopping really quickly by spinning? Yeah, you know, every time I try that, I fall down too. I'm not that great at ice skating, but it is fun to watch. The title of our lesson today is The Joy of Skating. And here's a question for you to look out for. Where does the term figure skating come from? Where does the term figure skating come from? There's only one way to find out. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
The joy of skating. A sport that combines grace, speed, and control. As a child, Olympic figure skaters, sparkling costumes, graceful movements, and thrilling jumps captured my imagination. Had I been interested in pure speed, I might have loved speed skating too. Olympic-level skaters make their sport look easy, but skating events constitute a huge challenge. Figure skating was the first winter sport to be added to the Olympics. And then, men's speed skating was put on the schedule several years later. In the 2018 Olympics, a wide variety of skating events will challenge both male and female competitors' strength, speed, and agility.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 constitute 这个动词。constitute 在这里是指被视为或者是视。例如 ,the director's latest film constitutes his best work by far. 这位导演的最新作品被视为是到目前为止他最棒的作品。或者是 going to Ivy League schools constitutes a tradition in the Williams family. 上常春藤名校读书对 William 家族而言是一项传统。constitute 也指组成或构成。例如 female workers constitute 60% of this company. 这家公司 60% 是由女性员工所组成的。接下来我们看的是 agility 这个不可数名词。AG 这个字根是指做或动。所以 agility 是指灵活度或者是敏捷。例如 ,these exercises can increase muscle strength and improve agility. 这些运动可以增进肌力以及促进灵活度。或者是 ,only dancers with excellent agility and flexibility can deliver such difficult choreography. 只有最灵活跟最有弹性的舞者才能够成功诠释这个困难的舞码。它的形容词是Agile, A-G-I-L-E, 例如 agile fingers, 灵活的手指或者是 agile movements, 敏捷的动作。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Yeah, so anyway, Rebecca, you were talking about how good of an ice skater you are.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you, I did take one ice skating class.
One?
One ice skating class. And here's a quiz for you, or maybe it was two, I forget.But it was for PE class in college. What was the very first thing I had to learn in this ice skating class?
You had to learn the basics, and that is how to put your ice skates on. That's the first thing you have to learn.
Well, actually, everybody already knows how to do that. But once we got on the ice skating rink or on the ice, what was the very first thing I had to learn how to do?
You had to learn...how to impress your coach by ice skating perfectly.
That is not correct. Nope. The very first thing I had to learn in this ice skating class was how to fall correctly.
That was the next thing I was going to guess, Rebecca.
yeah, right. I think you just didn't know.
How important is that, to fall correctly?
Well, actually, it was very important. Because if you don't fall the correct way... you could end up getting very injured on the ice. So my ice skating teacher felt like it was very important. So we had an entire class dedicated to learning how to fall. And during our first quiz, we had to fall the right way.
Wow, that sounds kind of fun. You know, it is true. It's very important to know how to fall properly if you're learning something like ice skating. The first time people try ice skating, very few people do it well the first time, right? It takes a lot of practice. But our lesson is called The Joy of Skating. And we see here next to the title, it's a sport that combines grace, speed, and control.
And I like how our author refers to ice skating as a sport, because it is, but it combines these different things, grace, speed, and control. As a child, Olympic figure skaters, sparkling costumes, graceful movements, and thrilling jumps captured my imagination.
And before we continue, let's take a look at that phrase, to capture someone's imagination. That means something makes you really excited or interested in continuing to think about that thing.
And of course, this phrase reminds me of the book Princess Bride. I remember reading through this book, and this book, like the description of the different characters, really captured my imagination. Mm-hmm. I could really imagine what was going on.
And I think that's what really good books do, right? Really good novels. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that Harry Potter captures their imagination. Personally, for me, I loved The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings when I was just reading it. It captured my imagination. I could really envision everything that was going on. So usually we use this phrase to talk about things that we cannot see. Maybe we're listening to a speech or reading something, and it captures our imagination. But there's a related phrase, I think, when you see something and it...
You're talking about to catch one's eye.
Right, exactly. To catch your eye, or to get your attention, right? If something catches your eye, that means it gets your attention. Something that you see gets your attention.
Or Gabe, do you remember that one time when, you know, during summer camp, there was a group of us that had gone to the waterfall, then a monkey caught your eye? You said, hey, look, there's a monkey.
That was a great memory. Mm-hmm. And it caught my eye. It was in the distance, and I saw it. If I didn't see it going by right then, we would have missed the monkey, but it caught my eye. Great example, Rebecca. Okay, we continue here. Our author says, had I been interested in pure speed, I might have loved speed skating too. Olympic level skaters make their sport look easy, but skating events constitute a huge challenge. Someone might make something look easy when actually it's really difficult, right? And if you've seen figure skating or ice dancers, they might make it look kind of easy, but it takes a lot of practice. Now, what does it mean to make something look easy? That means you do things in such a way that makes people think it is easy.
And I think in general, if you do something really well, mm-hmm. you make it look easy. And other people think, gosh, wow, how do you do that? For example, you know Daphne, she plays the piano. She makes playing the piano looks so easy.
It's true, but I know it's not easy. Or what about Rebecca? She's so good at cooking and baking things, she makes baking look easy. But it's not, for me anyway.
Right, but for me it kind of is. So anyway, that's kind of how you use the phrase to make something look easy. Well, we continue on. Figure skating was the first winter sport to be added to the Olympics. And then men's speed skating was put on the schedule several years later.
And of course, you could see the grace and the speed that these figure skaters have. But there's a phrase that we want to learn about, skating on thin ice. What does that mean? Let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Hi friends, it's December, so that means it's that time of the year when many people in North America are enjoying winter sports.
As you know, I enjoy skiing, but ice skating is another popular winter activity, which reminds me of an interesting English idiom. skating on thin ice.
I like that one. Sometimes idioms don't make a lot of sense, but this one really does. Think about it. Ice skating is a lot of fun, but if you go ice skating on a frozen lake and the ice is too thin,
then you could break through the ice and fall into the frigid water, and that's very dangerous.
You said it, Ken. That's extremely dangerous. That is exactly what this phrase has come to mean in English. It means you are doing something that is dangerous or could have a very negative result.
Here's an example. You're skating on thin ice, talking about politics with the boss.
Right. Also, if a child is being rude or disrespectful to their mom, she might say, "Careful, you're on thin ice."
And that implies that if the kid keeps talking, he's probably going to be in trouble. Notice in Carolyn's example, she just said, "You're on thin ice," not "You're skating on thin ice."
That's right. To be on thin ice or to be skating on thin ice means the same thing.
我们中文讲的如履薄冰，英文也有个类似的片语 to skate on thin ice， 在薄冰上溜冰，它的意思应该一目了然。这句话是描写某人在一个危险的处境中，或是有惹祸上身的可能。你如果跟你的老板讨论政治， You're skating on thin ice， 有时候当做一个警告， skating 就可以省略。一个不听话的小孩，妈妈就可以直接对他说，Careful, you're on thin ice. 你小心一点哦，你再不听话，你的下场就会很惨哦。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you enjoy skating? Some people like to go roller skating, that is with wheels. Others like to go ice skating, that is if there is a good skating rink in your city. Well, today we're learning about the joy of skating. And of course, this involves speed, grace, and control. Skaters really do need to have graceful movements if they are going to do figure skating. Now, where does the term figure skating come from? That's what we're going to talk about next.
The joy of skating. The term figure skating comes from figures or patterns that skaters make on the ice. Until 1991,Certain figures were required to test competitors' precision and balance. Now that this requirement has been eliminated, skaters usually focus on jumps. They take off in a variety of positions and spin multiple times in the air before landing on one foot. Figure skating can be done by individuals, in pairs,or in teams that perform synchronized routines. The last one, however, is not an Olympic event.
Okay, 继续我们看 precision 这个不可数名词 ,C-I-S-E 这个字根有切开的意思，所以Precision 是指准确或者是精确度。例如 The military action was carefully planned and executed with precision. 这个军事行动经过了审慎的计划并且被精确的执行。或者是 All the calculations involved in the space mission require impeccable precision. 太空任务的所有运算都需要百分之百的精确度。它的形容词是 precise, P-R-E-C-I-S-E. 例如 ,Can you give me a precise estimate for fixing this car? 你可以给我要修好这部车明确的估价吗？最后我们看的是 synchronize 这个动词 ,S-Y-N 这个字首是指一致的 ,C-H-R-O-N 这个字根有时间的意思，所以 synchronize 是指使同步或者是使同时。 例如 the lighting was synchronized brilliantly with the music in the show. 这场表演中灯光与音乐彼此之间的同步配合非常的高超。Synchronize 也指校对时间。例如 let's synchronize our watches before we spread out. 在我们大家分散之前先把手表的时间都调成一致的吧。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Let's continue learning about figure skating and where this term came from. The term figure skating comes from figures or patterns that skaters make on the ice. And those are two words used in a similar way here in our lesson, figures and patterns, right? That is the outline or the form of something. Or it's a shape made by a series of movements over and over,on the same spot. You're making a figure or a pattern.
And of course, hearing these words reminds me of quilts. You know, a quilt, that's a type of blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the blanket, there's usually a lot of different patterns, different types of patterns. And they're all kind of sewn together.
Mm-hmm. So pattern, that word can be used in different ways to mean different things.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about figure skating,That's the idea, is that these people, these dancers, these skaters are main figures on the ice. So we continue here. Until 1991, certain figures were required to test competitors' precision and balance. That means they had to make certain figures on the ice. The judges were looking for specific things, and they were going to be tested on those things.
Now that this requirement has been eliminated,Skaters usually focus on jumps. Let's talk about this word to eliminate here in our lesson. What does that mean?
That's right. That means you're getting rid of something or you're no longer using something. You used it in the past, but now you're getting rid of it. You're throwing it out. So in our lesson, this was a requirement. People used to need to do this, but now this rule is being eliminated.
And there's another way that you can use this word to eliminate.Let's say that there's a singing competition and there's several different rounds for the、mm-hmm. singing competition. At the end of the first round, 4 people had already been eliminated.
Oh, and it never feels good. If you're in a competition like that with these different rounds, it never feels good to be eliminated. That means you're no longer a part of the competition.But this is a good word to know, friends. So these requirements have been eliminated. Skaters usually focus on jumps. And that's a good phrase to know, too. When you focus on something, that means you devote all of your attention to doing something.
And, of course, there are a lot of different things that you can focus on. If you're in English class, maybe during one particular class period, you might focus on reading. Another class period, you might focus on writing. Or if you're in dance class...You might focus on pointing your toes like this.
Right. Like you were saying before,when you were learning how to ice skate, you said your、teacher had you guys all focus on how to fall properly for the entire class, right?
Exactly. The entire class period.
Okay. So, friends, this is a very useful phrase. What are you focusing on right now? That's right. Studio classroom. We read on, they take off in a variety of positions and spin multiple times in the air,before landing on one foot. Now, here is a picture of some synchronized routines from that next sentence, right? Some teams that perform synchronized routines, they're doing the same movements together.
So figure dancing can be done by individuals, or it can be done like in a synchronized, as a synchronized routine.
Mm-hmm.
However, the last one is not an Olympic event.
Well, if it's not an Olympic event, then what is it?
Who knows?
Welcome to Who Knows? Let's find out who's playing with us today. We have Edward Long.
You can just call me Eddie. Did I come to the right place? This is where I will compete in figure skating, right?
Figure skating? In here? No. The skating rink is next door. You are a contestant on the show Who Knows? The greatest review show on Earth.
Oh, gotcha. Well...I guess I can play if it doesn't take too long. I know lots about figure skating.
Excellent. And competing against Eddie is Grace Winters, a tourist from Florida. Hi, Grace.
It is freezing here. I haven't seen a lot of figure skating, but I've done my research. So I think I'm ready.
Great. Friends, see if you know the answers to these questions before Eddie and Grace do. Let's begin. Okay, number one, according to our lesson, figure skating combines speed, control, and what else? Here are the options. A, weightlifting. B, graceful movements. C, lights and mirrors. Or D, a strict diet. Ah, I believe I heard Grace's bell first.
I'll go B.
B. Graceful movements?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, great.
Of course. Good answer, good answer.
Yeah, Grace would naturally guess graceful movements. Very nice. Number two, where does the term figure skating come from? A, the skaters look like political figures. B, the skating rink is in the shape of a strange figure. C, the skaters make figures on the ice. Or D, it's hard to figure out. Yes, again, Grace.
Is the answer C?
C, the skaters make figures on the ice. You're correct, again.
Oh, great. I'm so happy. It almost makes me warm.
Excellent. How graceful you are. Number three, figure skating was the blank winter sport to be added to the Olympics. Okay, here are your options. It was the A, first winter sport, B, second, C, third, or D, 20th? Yes.
It certainly should be the first.
It certainly is the first. Of course, you would know you're a professional figure skater. Great job. Great job, you guys. But we do have one winner for today. Where are my prizes? Right here.
It's so cold.
They're in
How
my
do you
pocket.
Do it?
Here is your prize. A pair of tickets for the figure skating competition next door.
Oh, wow.
You are the winner, Grace.
Thank you.
Now you can come see me perform.
That's great.
Yeah, it starts now.
I think I might have to get some more clothes. It's going to be even colder in there.
Yes, it might. Friends, we'll see you next time right here on Who Knows? All right. So Rebecca says that falling properly is really important. So is falling properly something like this?
Oh, whoa, Gabe. Ow. Gabe, no. It looks like you got really, really hurt.
Ow.
I think you need to go back to ice skating class and learn how to fall properly. Well, friends, thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have it in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.